אז שיהיה לנו בעזרת השם חיבור טוב.
Let's have a good connection and we'll start. It is known that we need to develop an attitude, a relationship to the Creator. It should not be as a foreign God, that we'll be able to aim ourselves to Him the way He is aimed to us. To be in mutual love, the Creator towards us and us towards the Creator. All the corrections we're trying to do are only to reach love of the Creator. There's nothing else for us to do in this life, in this existence. So each and every moment that a person remembers why he is in this world, why does he exist, what for, what is there to do in life, then the first thought should be, what should I do in life? And that is to try to bring contentment to the Creator, that I care about Him. You can say it like that. Concerned with the question, am I giving Him contentment? Am I worrying about it? Not that I'm doing it, whether or not I'm doing it, it's a different question. But I have to feel Him. How we come and do, but mostly are my concern. Is my chief concern to give contentment to Him. Just like that. The way a person in this life cares about various things, he thinks about different things, he should have the first thought, it should be in the background of all of his life. Am I concerned with giving contentment to the Creator? Let's read the excerpts and get into it. It's a deep matter. It includes everything that we have to do. This care, this concern will follow us directly to the inner point where we
then the Creator will open His eyes to see before Him a world filled with other perfection.
Because we are not the Creator, but we belong to the creature, then it turns out that we have to be included of two feelings, for and against. In everything that I feel, I need to feel both myself and that which I feel. Whereas the Creator Himself is reality, so He doesn't have that feeling, if we're talking using human language. So it turns out that it's not enough for me to feel contentment for the Creator. Rather, I have to feel myself, how do I care about giving contentment or doing good or caring for the good? Because the creature, in order to feel, he has to be included of him by himself and his feeling. So, to give us an opportunity to be in the feeling that we have now and have the feeling the Creator is having, we have to be included of an I and feeling. And only then will I have attainment. That's why what the Creator did is He created the will to receive. And in the will to receive, I first of all feel myself, what I want to receive. And later, what do I feel inside the will to receive? So the one who feels and that which is felt. Therefore, our work, all of it is about reaching these two ingredients, two components in one subject. So, if we're talking about the Creator, He is entirely concerned for us. Whereas with us, I have to feel myself and how I care about Him. Therefore, we're always developing through two opposing things. I care or I don't care, for myself or for Him. That's how we need to develop ourselves. And because in everything I have to take care or think about the Kli, which is me, and what the Kli feels, to what extent it is aimed correctly toward the feeling of the emanator. So it turns out that sometimes I'm feeling the Kli, and sometimes I'm feeling what the Kli is feeling. And the more we advance, we have a sense, the sense changes states. And we need to understand it, agree with it, and see that this is how the development is happening from with the creature. Here we see that in order to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, we can be directed only at Him because we have no grasp in Him. The Creator Himself doesn't exist in our vessels. Only to the extent that we calibrate our vessels to mutual love between us, let's say in the 10 at least. Then, in that case, we aim ourselves also at Him. Since the Creator is concealed, it cannot be revealed and it cannot be grasped, perceived in our vessels. Rather, it can be perceived only according to the impression, the excitement of the Kli. The extent to which the Kli is moved by Him, impressed by Him, getting excited by Him. So, who is the Creator? It's Bore, come and see. When we come to a certain Kli called a 10, and if this Kli, if this 10, is completely this concern to reach delighting the Creator, then it turns out that to the extent that I wish to bestow contentment to the friends, and my intention is that by that I give contentment to the Creator, I rise above my ego, above my own vessel, above my self-concern, and when I care about them, this concern actually reaches the Creator. That concern for the friends, toward the friends, is becoming a Kli, a clothing around my concern for the Creator. So it turns out that in my concern for the friends, for the 10, the Creator clothes. He can clothe himself there as his concern and my concern. I cannot build my concern directly to him, but if I build this concern for the friends, the Creator can clothe in that. And then I get out of that truly practical work that I can realize, I can implement, and the Creator will then clothe in it. That's how we practically do it. So, although it's written from love of man to love of the Creator, but where is that love of the Creator clothed? Where does it realize itself? It's realized in the love of man, love of the created beings. And there's no choice. Although we reject those things, we hate those things, we are incapable of doing those things, we have no feeling for those things. We need to obligate ourselves forcefully to think about it. Nevertheless, we have no choice to that extent. We need to understand that only to that extent we can be in contact with the Creator, and in no other way. Consequently, as much as I think of the friend, in contact with the Creator, and in no other way. Consequently, as much as I think of the friends, if we interpret it practically, as it's written, just as the Creator himself does not think about himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it's clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Similarly, we have to build this attitude towards the friends. Unless I think of that the friends all the time, and that's above concern for myself, then I certainly am not in bestowal and there's nothing to do. Rather, only if I check myself in the group, in the 10, as much as I can care about them to some extent. We're not talking about 100% on my degree. Rather, even to a small extent, if I'm in it, if I'm... I can have this part of my concerns assigned to the friends. Let's say it occupies a certain percentage of your concerns. Try to expand it. Try to think about the other concerns that surround you, that they are there only for you to grow the care and concern about the Creator and the friends. And gradually you will see that it is possible to expand these concerns and to be adhered to them. And to the extent you invest more and more forces in it, the person begins to see that, he has desires, thoughts, new desires and thoughts, and he advances this way. So all your actions will be for the sake of the Creator, adhesion to the Creator. This is something we can do through our concern for the group. And that's how we advance. Questions?
Is it enough to care for the friends, or I have to care for the friends and the Creator?
We need to construct a line of our intention that will be whole, complete. Meaning, even though I don't know exactly what's in the middle, what's in the end, nevertheless, I have to determine it right now. And over time, everything will be corrected and will be mended. I will learn about it more precisely. the line of my intention should be such, I need to see the goal. The goal is the Creator. I want to care about Him the way He cares about me. That's what we... You can locate and detect that form. To the extent that you establish the correct kli, then in it you begin to feel certain phenomena, special phenomena. That's why you say, again, I'm being returned to the 10. Of course, because you have nothing else besides the 10. Where will you feel the Creator? Where can you feel yourself? Where can you feel spirituality? It's all only in the 10. Because you have no spiritual perception, no other spiritual perception besides that. When you come to a group, everyone is opposite, everyone rejects one another, yells at one another, hates one another. And then, nevertheless, you fight against this feeling, this tendency, until you rise above the hate to connection. And then the gap between hate and connection is two levels, two degrees, two floors. When you build love on top of the hate, as it's written, love will cover all transgressions. Then, to that extent, if you reach the gap between these two degrees, a sufficient enough gap, you begin to feel between them what we call the presence of the Creator. And additionally, what kind of contentment are you giving him? Your concern for him, called reflected light, and so on. But you have no choice. You say, "Oh, they're returning me again to the 10. They're returning you to action, to do. And only this you can do. Hence, a little more effort, and another effort, another month, another year. But you'll come closer to the state where you will see there is no choice. Also in our world, we see how much our world is just getting more detached and cracking up and blowing up. Why? Because there's no connection. And together, we will begin to reveal that other than our method, no one and nothing can bring us to connection. So, what will we do? We will do such, we will act such a way that will reveal the necessity for connection between people, and we will realize that we'll have to explain to all of humanity just exactly how the connection is our salvation, not just to save ourselves from problems of this world, but to actually reach an eternal state. That connection is the opening, the doorway to eternity, to wholeness. Everything, nevertheless, happens only in the 10. Don't complain to me about the 10. I'm not the one who created the world on you. I'm just passing to you what's written in the books. You can read about it for yourself and try to realize it if you want to open your eyes and see where you are, where you live, where you exist. That's it. There's nothing we can do. The 10 is our vessel. Don't look at the faces. Don't look at these people who are around you. Look at the desires that are seemingly in the air and they are next to you. And you need these desires. You need to connect them together, and you can do it only with the right attitude towards them. And this bouquet of desires, you then wish to present to the Creator. This is a bestowal to the Creator that you can bring to Him. And then according to how much you can bestow to Him through the 10, by tying them together and bonding them to Him, similarly you'll feel inside this kli of the 10, His attitude towards you. This is something we learn in the study of 10 Sefirot. So, what you are presenting to him will be a restriction, screen, reflected light, zivug daka'ah, and he will clothe inside your attitude. I can reach concern to the Creator. How do I reach concern for the friends? Oh, with the friends, I can reach concern. How? I'm in a group, in a society. This group, it exists. They talk about things. They attain things. They relate to one another. Here we have envy, yearning, lust, honor. We have various relationships between people. So, first of all, in a group, I have such a relationships between us that it makes sense to me. It's clear to me. When I look at them, there's a certain degree of understanding, beautiful relationship between them. Someone is doing something for another, and I don't feel like doing it. One cares about the other, another one, and yet I don't care about the other person, and so on and so forth. I, through envy, lust, honor, I begin to awaken myself. And I also want to be like them or acquire this from them. And I finally reach a state where I develop this attitude towards a group, this certain approach. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I come to a state where if I wish to develop such an attitude towards a group, I already am starting to consider them. I come closer to them. I begin to awaken me to be, to pay attention to them. So it turns out that from my envy for them, how much they are this and this and that, and I'm not, this by itself is obligating me to be a different person, to care about them, to do something for them. And that's how we advance. The fact that I begin to develop toward them a certain sense, an emotion, it turns out that previously I did not have those. There were like something that does not exist, like a white spot. I didn't care about them. Now I care about them. I want to identify different things in them, maybe create different gifts for them, bring them something. And so it works out in this way that I begin to develop such vessels in me that I previously had in me, but they existed in a way that I was unaware of their existence. So what's happening here is that I come to a state where I develop a kli for the sensation of the other. Now, what's the difference between the other and the Creator? There is no difference. There is no difference. You could say, no, hang on. If you didn't feel certain phenomena from the friends, these phenomena were nevertheless there. If they were not felt in you, they were felt in others. So you learned about them, you started to develop the sensitivity for them. Nevertheless, you could feel them, understand them from within this world. So now what? How can you do the same thing towards the Creator? So here there's a simple matter whereby the more I care about the friends, about the ten, I care about the connection between them, so on, so forth, accordingly, I begin to care about the Creator. I don't know why just yet, but I begin to have a sensation of the other meaning the Creator. This is the meaning of from love of the created beings, or love of men, you come to love of the Creator. How does it come? When I come out of myself just a little bit, outside of man is only the Creator. I begin to acquire a certain attitude towards Him. I begin to develop a certain sensitivity for Him, that He exists, that He's there, outside of me. I can relate to Him in a certain way, this way or another way. I begin to think that perhaps I can talk to Him. And I begin to develop an inner dialogue inside of me with the Creator. I to my beloved to me. And in this way, gradually, the only question is if we don't need or if we can't, we can't approach the Creator in the opposite way, only in this way.
Good morning. Rav, it happens so that some of the friends, their concern turns into something bigger. For example, in the kitchen, it becomes like something. It's a. My question is, I'd like to know what are the stumbling rocks on our path. There are friends that they're so concerned for with stuff that at some point they simply disappear.
Help in what? I don't understand. I'm only hearing half a sentence. What is the problem he's asking about?
If I understand correctly, he wants to say that suppose friends, they care for something that goes on in the kitchen, they disappear there for hours until eventually they disappear from the group altogether. So is there a certain, limit to...
Of course, we have to watch out. It used to be here as well that people got into a certain project, let's say in computers or something, and kept missing the lessons, and they thought that was an important thing because they're working for the sake of society. And then it grabbed them to such an extent, and then it stopped interesting them, and they lost the connection with the group and with this external work that they had, like in the kitchen or in the computers. They left that as well, and the end result is that they're connected to nothing, neither the externality or the internality of the group. In short, there's a problem here. As a problem, we need to make sure that everyone is present in the lessons. That's why I'm fighting. I'm really fighting against this. Fighting about this thing that people should be in the lesson and not in various jobs that are actually necessary and we need them, but at least do it, every other day or some other form. But it really disconnects a person from the topic, from the connection with others who are studying, and so on. That's always, Moshe is coming to me, he's telling me, yeah, but we must work, we must do this and that. It's true. We need them. We need those people, especially now, before the congresses. We have such big events, it's clear. But on the other hand, we have to ensure that these friends will not lose contact with the study and with the group during the study.
Broken by these thoughts or...
So, first of all, What I receive directly from the Creator. There are no people here, there's no group, there's nothing. The Creator simply presents himself in this way before me through these different events, occurrences, pictures, as if this whole thing exists, as if this world exists. The group, we go out on the to the street after the lesson, all those things. This is all the presentation, this theater of the Creator. And I have to organize it, what's closer and what's further away, compared to what? To the attainment of the goal. Otherwise, what do I get from all these sensations? I feel a thousand sources of influence on me. I have to characterize them. I have to assign a special degree to them, how near or far, how useful or not to me, and accordingly to use them. So it turns out that even when I come out of the lesson, I come out to a battlefield. Now I have to fight in practice against all those forms, those images, those pictures that are before me. And then I understand that there is no this world, and I never left the lesson or entered the lesson or the influences of this world. Rather, the Creator is simply exchanging these pictures before me. And I have to be in this sensation that He is constantly changing the pictures before me, meaning the importance of things. And each time, accordingly, I have to respond to that, react to that. This is the work. In this work, it's clear that I have to constantly be in contact with the group, with the study, with dissemination, everything that has to do with spirituality, and the concern to the Creator, as we learn, that it will tie me to those things, because everything else, except for concern to the Creator, are simply the means. They are seemingly the actions through which I can express my concern for the Creator. And that's how we advance. So I come out of the lesson. I'm happy. I have another additional work. The Creator arranged for me another 20 hours in the day to be in a different kind of work. So I can now scrutinize exactly how, to what extent these occurrences that I see before me disturb my feeling towards the Creator, the street, my boss at work, all those things. And then accordingly, I'll be able to aim myself even more to Him. But the important thing here is to understand that from that source called the Creator, to which I have to develop this sensitivity, all the way up to complete concern, to a state where I bestow to Him, specifically from Him, we get all those forms of the world, and from within them, I have to.
And friends, questions?
Yeah, I have a more general question about the lesson preparation that we talked about yesterday. Yesterday, you said, I think we need to create a body that is responsible for the whole world clean, not just Petach Tikva, both men and women, to make everyone know about the lesson topic and preparation, an international system for lesson preparation. If you can explain what you mean.
Yes. I'll tell you, maybe you can't feel it so much yet, but in the whole world around the globe, we are beginning to feel ourselves more and more as one group. You saw today now, we talked Africa, Novosibirsk, Moscow there, Toronto, all kinds of, look at what's happening on the screens right now. And we can feel more and more these things on one hand. On the other hand, the situation in the world is becoming less and less delightful from the fact that it's becoming difficult for people to come, for our friends to come to conventions. It's hard for us to make meetings that are physical between us for all kinds of reasons. Also, Russia, South Russia is now starting to become an issue. Also, Ukraine and Belarus. And we will see many other places in the world like this. What am I trying to say? It's worthwhile for us to have a mechanism where there will be representatives of the groups, of the continents, so that we will be all connected more correctly to the process we're going through. As we become more and more belonging to one group, one study, we're entering a stage that is more advanced in the connection between us. So it's worthwhile to define also, how should we say, the connection between us that is tighter, stronger, to be closer in building the lesson for tomorrow, in building maybe things that throughout the day we exchange with each other. We're missing something. I'll tell you what. We're missing one heart of the world Kli of ours, so that we will feel that it is operating, it's beating, and bestowing and supplying us spiritual life. That's it. That's what's missing.
Please.
We have a question from Pascal from Congo. What creates the concern for the 10 in me?
What
forms it in me, Rav?
Yes. I can't say. I'm not finding the words. I think that we need to be concerned with the accumulation of a feeling, a new feeling that is common, shared, that in this feeling I exist and don't really feel myself, but rather, I'm in this common feeling, and in that common feeling, I'm with the Creator, slowly, to be connected to my feeling. It's not mine, but rather it's of the common 10. And that way it will be Israel, the light, and the Creator as one. This is what we're trying to carry out here. Please.
Rav, before we move on to the next part of the lesson, we'll be happy if you can give us a direction that we'll go out to our day with after everything we heard in the lesson.
According to what we heard today, it's like we started to talk about this yesterday already somewhat, that it's important to us that all our thoughts and yearnings will be in concern to do good to the Creator, that I'm caring for Him, for it to be good for Him. Just like I care for my baby, to someone who's close to me, to something that's important to me. We want to care in that way. And this concern needs to fill us, rejoice us, warm us up, and we need to constantly be in it. Let's hope that throughout the day we will do this and renew each time more and more. And in a way that we're going to sleep, we rise with it. We work with it all the time so that in the subconscious or in some place here, in my hindbrain, I am constantly caring for how I can bring delight to the Creator. All the actions, all my different actions, that's actually what we're hoping and we will try and attempt to do throughout the day. How throughout the day, in every state, no matter what, I will constantly try to think how I will bring contentment to the Creator. Good luck to you. Continue and succeed.